Reggae music and the island of Jamaica, they seem inseparable. But lately, a crop of artists from places like Hawaii, California, and parts of Europe are proving that hit reggae music can come from anywhere. In the process, they're raising some complex questions about culture and ownership. Boz Dreisinger reports.
Quick, which of these songs is by a Jamaican act? This one?
Nice to know ya, let's do it again. How we did it on a one night stand.
Or this one?
We're moving down to Babylon. Whoa, yeah, yeah, yeah. We're moving down to Babylon and we no fear no one.
The answer is neither. The first is by Hawaiian artist Jay Boog, the second by Alberosi, who hails from Sicily. Both belong to a generation of reggae artists with two things in common. They're not from the birthplace of reggae music, and they are enormously successful. Neil Robertson is head of touring and live events for reggae label VP Records.
In Europe, they're all playing, you know, festivals, 30, 40,000 people. On club gigs, they're all playing between 1,000 and 4,000 people a night. You know what I mean? There's hardly anybody out of Jamaica that's drawing that kind of crowd.
One European who can is Alberto Descola, known as Alberosi. He became the first white artist to be distributed by Bob Marley's label, Tuff Gong. Alberosi discovered reggae at age 14 and eventually moved to Jamaica, where he picked up local patois.
It was love at first sight. A bridging gave me a Bob Marley cassette, and I said to myself, wow, this is my music. This is what I want to do.
This summer, he released his third album, but he says being embraced by the Jamaican music scene did not come easily.
Culturally, I still have many things to do to get accepted. I'm always a white man in Jamaica, so I try to move around and respect everybody.
But why should we respect these non-Jamaican acts? What makes them more than just lame imitations that some call Jafakans? Neil Robertson has an answer.
The musicianship, especially in Europe, France, and the UK as well, I mean, these guys are top-flight musicians in their own right. The skill level has gone to a next level. It's going to take a lot for, let's say, acts from Jamaica now to compete with these other acts.
Robertson, who ran Alberosi's first U.S. tour, is prepping the American debut of German artist Gentleman, who's so popular internationally, we might call him the Eminem of reggae.
There is no faking, no heartbreaking. Like a volcano, this a true love is shaking. I intend a caring, we are partaking. Woman, my future, big things and I'm making.
On our shores, Hawaii and California are the biggest breeding grounds for reggae. iTunes even bestowed its 2010 Best Reggae Album title not on a Jamaican, but on the debut from Hawaiian band The Green.
She always kick it up at the corner store. She don't wait for anyone anymore. Always cool when she step out the door. It's the one you want when the rain come pouring.
Non-Jamaican artists like The Green often create musical hybrids, blending reggae with rock and pop. Ziggy Ricardo was born in Holland to a Dutch father and mother from the Caribbean island of St. Eustatius. He says non-Jamaican reggae sounds distinct.
Jamaican artists are very much influenced by each other, so everything coming out of there has that real Jamaican vibe. Being in Europe, you get so much of different influences. I live in Amsterdam, so I deal with all kind of different people. My band members are from Suriname and Curacao and the Ivory Coast. So you get, I think, a broader range of vibes.
I like the apartment, she love the villa. I like rum, she don't drink liquor. I like the party, she love the simmer. I like Lexus, she love Bimmer. I'm a werewolf and she's a vampire. I'm on Facebook, she's on Twitter.
The globalization of reggae incites a familiar debate around cultural politics. From jazz to rock to hip-hop, white artists have negotiated the thorny boundaries of performing in a genre they didn't invent. Sicily-born Alberosi says he needed to go to Jamaica and talk the talk.
When I reached there, I just said, hey, my name is Alberto. So I learned patois. I don't speak English. Right now, to me, it's very difficult talking to you and try to make it sound proper. When I'm amongst people, they don't come to me and say, oh, what's up, man? You know what I'm saying? I say, yo, how go, my brother? Yeah, my day, you know? Everything all right, yeah, my day, good. Later, zin. So that is my language beside Italian.
But J.P. Kennedy, lead singer of The Green, has never been to Jamaica, doesn't speak patois, or see why artists like him ought to.
Non-Jamaicans doing it, I don't really know. You know, like if they can pull it off, I guess it's kind of cool. But if I was a Jamaican, I'd probably be kind of against hearing fake stuff like that, because I know that when I hear people trying to speak, you know, pidgin or Hawaiian slang, like, it's a turnoff to hear people that don't naturally speak it speak it.
As for the Jamaican artists, here's reggae singer Freddie McGregor on the vexed issue of cultural theft.
They're not stealing. Reggae can't be stolen. Reggae is ours. They are not denying that they are in love with what we do and is trying to do it too. No problem with that. There are lots of bands that I work with outside of Jamaicans who are great reggae musicians, Japan in particular. So, you know, it's just music and the love of it, and whoever plays it, man, or whoever sings it, you know, it's a blessing.
But others worry that when it comes to the bottom line, Jamaican artists are losing. Japan, for instance, has long been a big market for Jamaican music, but these days local Japanese reggae acts outsell most visiting Jamaican artists. That frustrates Jamaican dancehall DJ DeMarco.
What I want to see is the reggae artists in Jamaica make the same amount of money like American would do our music, and they will sell millions, but we can't sell millions. I don't understand that. I think we're probably doing something wrong.
Maybe it's simply easier for fans to embrace homegrown versions of a foreign music. Christopher Manick Schlarb, A&R rep for VP Records and CEO of Dubshot Records, is taking it one step further. He's working on an album called Dub Rockers, which pairs Jamaican artists like Iwane and Ika Mouse with non-Jamaican ones like Soja and Revolution.
Early, early Sunday morning, it was a big and just smuggle. When not them at me, I beg a labor time and I know them. Don't give up in the home. One by one, gonna load up the fun. All of the ganja in the round.
Basically, the idea is showcasing what, from our viewpoint, is authentic imitation reggae, I guess. You know, I guess it's kind of an oxymoron, but it's like, that's really what it is.
So in the end, maybe it's this simple. If you can't beat them, join them. For NPR News, I'm Boz Dreisinger.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
Early Sunday morning, it was a big and just...